What do you want to have chiseled on your epitaph? What legacy do you want to leave? How are you modeling your life for those who watch you? Are you praying until something happens? The acronym PUSH. Certainly, we want to be memorialized for things that are valuable, like how we loved, the joy we shared, how giving we were, the way we spent quality time with people, how we were attentive and listened well, the way we served people, how we talked about others, how safe we felt to be around, the peace that they experienced in our presence. Grandparents have a special role in the family, one that many watch, listen to, and learn from. Knowing we can't be perfect, how can they invest and influence those family members in their world? By focusing on the one who promises that even in our gray hair age, we can manifest his wisdom. Let's pray for grandparents to display the love of God and other lasting memories that will stand the test of time. Father God, we thank you for the way that you've ordered things so that at some point, parents whose children, for those that have them, they become grandparents. We thank you that your word says, Psalm 145:4, let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. Now we know there may be some listening to this who are grandparent age and still don't have grandchildren. We pray, Father, though, that they would begin to pray into the grandparents of other families that they may know of, or the experiences that they had as children to help others be able to be a good legacy. And we also know that we can be like grandparents to younger people. So, Father, we pray that the world would, that they, the grandparents, either by blood or by adoption or acceptance of others like it, that they would focus on you first and their love of you would spill over to those around them. That they would recognize what they do and say affects many that are watching them. That they would apologize, forgive quickly, and not hold offense from any family member. That they would model the importance of persistent prayer and prayers of faith. That their ending days would demonstrate the power of the gospel. That they would teach and not be afraid to speak the truth to their family in love. That they would be grounded in your love, O Lord, and rock solid in their faith all the way to the end of their days. In Deuteronomy 6, you say you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today to repeat them again and again to your children and grandchildren. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. We pray grandparents will speak about your commands to the children and their children and their grandchildren. And in Psalm 78, you said, O my people, listen to my instructions, open your ears to what I'm saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we've heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power, mighty wonders. For he issued his laws to Jacob, gave his instructions to Israel, commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children, so each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles, obeying his commands. Then they will be not like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, and refusing to give their hearts to God. So Father, we pray that people that are in a grandparent phase will definitely share about you and what you've done, so no one will forget how great you are, in Jesus' name.